a poor start by Mercy Keys by the comeback in the second half.
Yeah, again, you know, it's there's always moments, you know, when you're in the technical area at Clyde, and you know, it was the, I actually, believe it or not, Sean, I thought the first 15 minutes, you know, we matched up very, very well in terms of it, and I thought the game was very much in the balance. And then once again, you know, as a good Peterhead side do, they press you hard, and you've got to learn how to handle that and certainly match that. And they get their wee break, and I thought they were very lively in terms of up top, and on the front foot they go 1-0 up. With very, very little in the game, and you know, you look at that and you see, right, here we go again. And you know, the when you see the second one and the calamity, how it just sums up, you know, and some of the mistakes that we've made this season. Then going into that, you look and you know, you could see the frustration. I could feel for the players, you know, because they were certainly giving everything, you know, for the jersey. Maybe not as united as we needed, and we had to be a little bit more solid and make sure that we stayed in the game at 2-0. And I'm delighted that we've done that. You know, we had a bit of moments in the game where we broke very, very well. You know, I think we could have had a penalty before but the one that we actually got. And it was good to see that. Jones has a moment in the game that he should have done better, certainly scored with that chance. You know, I see him doing that week in and week out in training. But the timing of the penalty, you know, just on the stroke of half-time, certainly gave us something to fight for and going into half-time. And, you know, the response that we got was excellent. You know, we asked them about character, and that's what we say to them. If I'm going to be here or not, you know, go out with a fight, and that's exactly what they give us. And I thought for 25 minutes in the second half, I thought we really took the game to that. You can see that we're actually patched up at this moment in time in terms of what we have. You know, we have Adam Livingston, a left back, playing at right back, and I thought he was excellent. I thought he'd done a very, very good job, and there was good moments in the second half there. And you know, I know that they hit the bar, but we Ali loves has a good moment, and you know, it was a good game. It could have went actually in the last 15 minutes of the game. You know, it was a bit too open, but it was an entertaining game, so it was. And you know, I think the fans, you know, can go away there seeing that they certainly seen, you know, something 100 times better there they did today than they did last week. You know, so it's something to build upon. We'll once again look at the positive. That's 4 league games undefeated, so it is. So we're still licking our wounds from last week, but you know, let's try and collectively once again, you know, dust ourselves down, take that valuable point tonight, and you know, move into next week and prepare for Allah.
Any update on Ross Cunningham yet? She's stretched off.
Yeah, again, and just the way the calamity, you know, you look at the way that we lost the second goal, and sometimes when you're not having a great bit of luck, these are the things that go for you. And then we lose Ross quite early doors, and we're stretched at this moment in time. But we adapted, and you know, Ross, I think he landed on his coccyx at his back or something like that, so he's away for a check-up at the hospital now, just to see that there's no any nerve damage, etc. So looks as if it's just muscular, so hopefully that we've got Ross back for next week also.